This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The three House panels leading the impeachment probe into U.S. President Donald Trump want his top White House aide to testify this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part for political reasons.
That's it. That's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if he'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday she was saddened by some people being wounded in anti-government protests at the weekend. That's after 5 months of sometimes violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. There have been many injuries in the protests, but no deaths. Hospital authorities said on Tuesday that a 22-year-old student at a Hong Kong university who fell during protests at the weekend was in critical condition. The Hong Kong leader claims the support of President Xi.
During a very short meeting with President Xi Jinping, he expressed care and concern about Hong Kong, especially given the social disturbances that we have seen in the last 5 months. And he expressed support for the various actions taken by the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government.
A man knifed at least two people on Sunday and bit off part of a politician's ear before being beaten by protesters. A 48-year-old suspect has been charged for wounding. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Lebanese troops deployed Tuesday throughout the country to reopen roads and main thoroughfares closed by anti-government protesters. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Beirut.
Even at the best of times, Beirut's traffic-clogged streets can send tempers flaring. But add another element to the mix, such as roadblocks protesters are using to pressure authorities to meet their demands, and you have daily life turned upside down, says Helena Keenan, a Beirut resident and mother of three.
The roadblocks have been one of the main barriers to getting the schools reopened. It seemed that at about 5 or 6 p.m., schools will announce that schools open the next day, and then there'll be a barrage of various Twitter and Facebook posts saying, we need to get to the streets, we need to close roads, we need to protest.
The protesters have demanded an end to traditional sectarian politics and for independent members to form a new government. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Beirut.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility. It's the latest in steps that go against what it agreed to in the 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. Bronwyn Benito has this for VOA.
Rouhani said in his televised address that all steps Iran has taken so far are reversible if the other nuclear deal parties uphold their commitments to provide Iran relief from economic sanctions. The U.S. Treasury Department Monday rolled out new sanctions against Tehran, adding to the more than 1,000 already imposed on Iran's oil exports, banks, financial transactions, and military leadership of the Islamic Republic. Ali Akbar Salehi, head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, told state television Iran is operating centrifuges able to process uranium much faster than those Iran was allowed to use under the nuclear deal. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News, Washington.
The text of the nuclear deal that Iran reached with the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany called for Iran to convert Fordo into a research facility. U.S. President Trump says it's time for Mexico and the United States to join forces and wage war, his words, against drug cartels after the deaths of 9 U.S. citizens ambushed while traveling in a convoy in Mexico near the U.S. border. The U.S. leader's calling for a crackdown on armed drug groups south of the border. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that Trump's suggestion of joint military action is not in agreement with his government's convictions. He said the worst thing is war. The victims of the ambush in the Mexican state of Sonora are identified as members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region. The current U.S. ambassador to Mexico said 5 children who survived the attack have been sent to the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.